for the purpose of, as a body, as the church, coming before God in prayer, in thanksgiving, in petition, in intercession. It's appropriate for us as believers to take time out of our week, to take time out of our schedule, to gather together to talk to our God in prayer. Before we do that, we look at the Word of God. Because as Paul writes to the Colossian church, he talks to them about his prayers for them. He begins this book in chapter 1 at verse 3. And he says there, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you." He goes on, "And since from the day we have heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And he will go on with the rest of this book to explain that to them. What is it to walk a life worthy of the Lord? He will declare the Word of God to them. And then in chapter 4, he says, now this is how you should respond to that Word. Having heard God's instruction, now continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Paul gives us here three short instructions about the nature of our prayers. We are to continue steadfastly, we are to be watchful, and we are to be thankful. And those three things we're going to talk about for just a few minutes this evening, although in reverse order. First of all, we are to pray thankfully. Now, certainly that means that our prayers will include a significant time of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God for what He has done. But I think it's so easy for us in our prayer life, at least I know in my own prayer life, to spend most of my time on petitions, asking God for things. And certainly we should be asking God for things. He tells us to ask Him for things. But it's so easy to spend so much time asking and so little time thanking. Paul says you must pray thankfully. When we spend time in thanksgiving in prayer, thanking God for all the things He has done, all the blessings He has bestowed, it helps us to put our petitions, our requests, in the proper context. This is the God who has provided so much. This is the God who has blessed us so abundantly. And now we with confidence bring to Him our petitions and our requests, because He's been so good to us already. We are to pray thankfully. That certainly means that thanksgiving will be a part of our prayers, but also that our prayer itself will be an expression of our thanksgiving. Our own Heidelberg Catechism says, why do Christians need to pray? Because prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. He doesn't say thankfulness is the most important part of prayer. That's not what it says. Prayer is the most important part of thankfulness. If we live a life characterized by thanksgiving to God for all that He has done, we will be praying. Prayer is the most important part of that thankfulness that God requires. We demonstrate our thanksgiving by spending time in prayer. As you reflect upon your prayer life, if someone were to look at your prayer life, how thankful would you look? If our thanksgiving is directly related to the prayer time we spend to God, how much evidence of thanksgiving is there? Our confession says prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires. It's a necessary response for all that God has done for us. We are to pray thankfully. meaning thanking God for what he has given, but living a life characterized by prayer because we are thankful for all God has given. We're to pray thankfully. And he says, being watchful in prayer. We're to pray watchfully. Now, what does it mean to pray watchfully? And Paul uses a term here that actually has a fairly wide range of meaning. But among those is we are to be alert in our prayers, not simply physically alert, not simply being awake when we pray, but to be alert and attentive to our need for prayer and to bring those needs to God. We recognize our fallenness and our sinfulness. And we are to be watchful in praying to God, confessing our sins, recognizing our need for his forgiveness, that left to ourselves we can do no good thing. But pray that God might wash us from our iniquities, cleanse us from our sins, be alert to our own needs, our own shortcomings, our own fallenness. Be alert to the need of God's Spirit to strengthen us in times of temptation. When we go through trial, when we go through difficulty, being watchful in prayer, alert that we bring these things to God, asking him for his encouragement, for his strength, for his Spirit, that we might withstand the temptations that face us day after day. Being alert, being watchful. Watchful for our own needs, and also watchful for God's answers. Sometimes we can bring prayers to God, bring petitions to God, and he might see fit to answer that prayer immediately or later, but we forget to see that God is at work. We forget to see that God is listening. He is actively answering the requests of his people. Be alert to watch for the ways in which God will answer. And maybe it'll be a way that we didn't expect. Perhaps God answers in a completely different way than we thought. But yet, he works the purposes of his will out. Being alert, being watchful, aware of our own fallenness, our own needs, being aware that God does answer prayer. He does hear our requests. And watching to see how he will work the purposes of his holy will out. We are to pray thankfully. We are to pray watchfully. But he begins, continue steadfastly. We are to be steadfast in prayer. Now, that assumes that we already are praying. Paul doesn't give the instruction here, start your prayer life. He assumes, as believers, that they already are praying. If you are here tonight and don't already have a regular time that you spend with God in prayer, then certainly we would exhort you, begin that. Begin that. But for those of you who do have a plan in place, who have a time in place, he says, continue steadfastly. Steadfastly in prayer. That as churches, we spend time together in prayer. That as we gather together for worship, we certainly sing our songs of praise to God. We certainly hear him speak to us from his word. But we continue to keep a place in the service for prayer. That we as God's people join our hearts together and bring him our praises, our petition, our adoration, our thanksgiving. As churches, to continue steadfastly in prayer. As families, to continue steadfastly. I know that life gets very, very busy, particularly if you have children as they grow up, as they get into the school years, the high school years. Life gets very, very busy. It is hard to have that time of family devotion. But I want to encourage you. It is a blessing for the children. And a blessing for us to continue steadfastly in prayer together as families. Perhaps that will happen around the dinner table together, perhaps some other time in the day. But don't give up praying together as a family. Continue steadfastly and as individuals. We can get tired. We can get lazy. But we are to continue steadfastly praying to God. Our confession, after saying that prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires, goes on to say, and also we are to pray because God gives His grace and the Holy Spirit only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly, asking God for these gifts and thanking Him for them. We need to pray because God gives His grace and Spirit only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly. If we as individuals have become lax in our prayer life, then God speaks to us through the words of the apostle tonight. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Steadfastly, watchfully, thankfully. And all of this, Paul says, pray for us too, that the Word of God may have an open door to declare the mystery of Christ. All of this is to serve the glory of God, to serve His majesty, to serve His greatness, that the Word of God may go forth unhindered. Paul speaks of an open door for the gospel, that glorious Word of Christ might continue to go out, that God is a God who hears the cries of His people. And when any of us turn to Him in confession of sin, crying out to Him, we know that God will hear that, and He will answer, and He will save. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Tonight we're going to spend time talking to God. I hope, I trust, this is not a strange activity to you. Taking time tonight to spend time in prayer. Oh, maybe the venue is a little different. But I hope that spending time in prayer for various needs, concerns, thanksgivings, is not something strange, but that God, by His grace, continues to help you to make this a regular part of your walk with Him, to spend devoted time in prayer. Oh, that God would make us more thankful, more watchful, and more steadfast. Let us join together in prayer. Lord our God, we thank You for Your Word, a Word which gives us instruction, a Word which gives us encouragement. Lord God, if our hearts have been cold to You, if we have been slow in speaking to You, if we have been lazy in responding to Your Word, then tonight, O God, kindle within us once again that desire to show our thankfulness for all that You have done by praying to You regularly, continually, thankfully, watchfully. We are weak, O God. Left to ourselves, we will fail. And so we pray for the power of Your Holy Spirit. Hear our prayer, we ask, for Jesus' sake. Amen.